Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to express our gratitude and appreciation on today, Master, that you spare us once again to see, O living God, the beginning of another day. It's been you all the way from the beginning of this year to this last Sunday of the year, Lord. Lord Jesus, O God, if you have to think back of the great thing that you have done in our lives, Father, Lord Jesus, they are not, Master, little things that you have done great things for us in this year. Things that, Master Jesus, O God, our mind, O living God, sometimes cannot comprehend that, oh, God has done this. We are very, very grateful. We are thankful on today, Master. Left to the devil, the enemy, your enemy, our enemy, we are not supposed to be alive, Lord, but your grace has kept us alive. You have delivered us, Master, from various, Master, no snare of the enemy. You have, Master, done great things, O living God. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Be with us, Lord Jesus. This last Sunday, O living God, may you help us, Lord. May you, Master, as you have been doing, Heavenly Father, Lord, do wonderfully and gloriously in our lives this day. Help us, Lord. Give us understanding. Give us revelation. Do something special for us, Lord. Help your servants, O living God, and help your people too. Your servants in other places, O God, Sapele, the rest of the places in the country and throughout the world. May you help them, Master. And Lord, bless all of us in your divine presence. At the end of these services today, we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Help me, have mercy on me, O God. Have your way, Lord, in this Sunday school, and let your name be glorified, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. God bless you. You are welcome to the Sunday school this morning. Just bear with me today, you know. You cannot compare me with Brother Adewumi. I can never meet up. I'm not a teacher. But just bear with me this morning, the little way that God will help us. I believe he will help us. God bless you. Let's take our Bible as we read from Hebrews chapter 11. We read from verses 1 to 6. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. This morning, by the grace of God, we want to look at what Brother Abraham differentiated between intellectual faith and real faith or genuine faith. Intellectual faith versus genuine faith. That is what we want to look at this morning. Both are faiths, but one is greater than the other. Intellectual faith, just as it is named, is has to do with our intellect. But real faith is higher than greater. Rabbi said there is a great difference between intellectual faith and genuine faith. Now, as human being, Abraham taught us that we have two mental faculties. to mental faculties, listen attentively. Now, but Abraham said, the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, and all other places that, as he thinketh in his heart, or as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Praise the Lord. And science said that there is no thinking faculty in the heart. We think with our mind, with our brain. The Bible, therefore, is wrong. But later, Brother Brown said, while in so many sermons, he said, later they find out why they were fooling with the heart of him, of man, that they discover that there is a little compartment in the heart of a man that blood does not run through. Praise ye the Lord. Then they thought that, oh, and they look at the heart of other animals, other creation of God. They found out that it is only in the heart of man that this this compartment is. It's not in animals, it's not in birds, it's not in every other creation of God, but only in human being. So they said then that compartment must be the target to be the soul of a man. Praise the Lord. So the Bible is, they said the Bible is right after all, and God is right. Praise ye the Lord. Then what we are talking is now is this. Bear with me. Maybe I'll be able to do some drawing. Just be here with me. I don't know. Let's say this is a human being. There's a thinking faculty here in the head of the man. This is where intellectual faith is. Intellect, I don't know. Just intellectual. Okay. Intellectual faith is here. Then in the heart of a man, there is a faith here that is called the genuine faith. Now, of course, we know as believers of the message. But Abraham said, in our hearts, we can only have either faith of what? Or unbelief in our hearts. That is what governs our hearts. It's either it is unbelief or what? Or faith. Here, but Abraham said, also taught us that when Satan wants to choose any the part of man, he choose what? He choose the head. God choose the, he chose the heart. Now, the faith that is here in our mind reasons the word of God. It's not the perfect faith. It reasons the word of God. But it is a faith because by it we believe God. Praise ye the Lord. Even in temptation, when Satan comes with temptation in this place can either accept it or be fighting against it. Because Brother Brown said the real battle place is in where? It's in our heart. It's in our mind, I mean to say. It's in our mind. Now, if it is faith that is here, if it is faith that is here, it reverses what the devil is bringing. And when it reverses what the devil is bringing, because the control tower is here, this one will overcome. Praise ye the Lord. But if it is unbelief that is here, because this one will reason unbelief, and unbelief is here, the man will fall flat. Because there is nothing here, the faith is not here to fight against the unbelief that the devil is bringing. Praise ye the Lord. That is why people fall in temptation. But when we come to God, we need this intellectual faith also. Let me read the prophet before I continue. Let's read from all through the Psalm of Brother Brown Talk, many places. I want to read from 55:04-03. 55:04-03. Paragraph 77. From paragraph 77. And here is the only book that does know. Now the things that they have been scrambling over for 6,000 years, Joshua commanded the sun to stand still, like the Bible said. And it was so. See, it will all come back to here. Everything comes back to the Bible. Not long ago, science made fun of man or the Bible in the Bible. And the Bible said, your whole body is full of light. Science said, your body full of light? Whoever heard of such? It can't be. No light in your body. But they find out that is wrong. They invented X-ray, and the X-ray takes your own light meter. It doesn't take any other light. Your own light makes the X-ray. The X-ray doesn't have any light of its own. It's your light that makes the picture, the light that is in your body. So God was right after all, you know. And they said, there, God made a mistake when he said, a man thinketh with his heart. There is no such a thing. And no mental faculty in a man's heart that he can think with. Is his mind that he thinks with. But not more than about 2 months ago, they found out God was right. They went to fooling in human heart. And they find a little bitty compartment in there that hasn't even got a blood cell around it or nothing. It isn't in the animal heart or bird's heart or no other heart but the human heart. A little bitty place, and it's called the occupation of the soul. So God does say right, is in the heart man thinketh. Now a man can have an intellectual faith. And there is where most people get today, calling themselves Christians. The reason you see such carrying on as you do under the name of Christianity is only intellectual faith. What do you mean by intellectual faith, brother? Man believeth unto salvation, not faith. Now faith cometh by hearing the word. Now I could preach the word. You could accept it. Say, that is all right. Yeah, I believe that. Well, now, if that is all the farther it ever goes, then you will never get very far with God. It's intellectual faith. That's the reason people doesn't get healed. It's because they only have an intellectual view of it. What their mind conceive. But the mind will reason. The mind will say, it cannot be. I am not better. My sense of sight says that my arm is no straighter than it was yesterday. My sense of feeling says I don't feel any different than I did yesterday. Reasoning, mental theology. We reason out. Say, well, now, wait a minute. I believe that is foolishness. You are reasoning. That intellectual faith will do that. But when once that faith comes down into the compartment down here, it will never question this up here at all. It's absolutely a fact, and it will agree with every divine word of God. Praise the Lord. So when this mental faith, when it comes down to this place, then it is an assurance. That is why Brother Abraham said, in perfect faith, he said, it is hard to have this faith without the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. You know, we said, if it is faith that is here, it is what? That is the Holy Spirit. That is, that man is converted. There's no more doubt here. It is faith. And when our mental faith, intellectual faith comes down to the soul, then that man is what? Is a Christian. Praise ye the Lord. Let's continue. There is the reason people don't get where they should be is because a mental conception of God. But when that mental conception, you believe in by an intellectual faith, but that won't do it. It's got to be a born again experience where your faith is brought down into this compartment here. And no matter what it looks like, faith says it is so. Anyhow, see, now man once was made, even in our polluted condition that we have today, man was made to serve God. That is his full duty on the heart. Here the wisest man, Solomon, and all the rest of them speaking in Ecclesiastes, he said, "Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the full duty of man." That is the full duty of man. Praise the Lord. So, mental faith will not go far, but the genuine faith of God is what will go the long way to help us. And then, if that is so, then how can God help us? In salvation, in healing, our mental conception of God must come down into our hearts. Now, how we know, Brother Brown said that it is by the baptism of the Holy Ghost that happens. When that faith anchors in the soul, that man, he will believe every divine promise of God and he will stand there. Whether it will take 1 year, 2 years, he will not move. He will stand on that until God brings it to manifestation, because he knows that God cannot lie. He knows the word of God will come to pass and will come to true any time God has ordained it to be, at God's own time. Praise ye the Lord. And God's time is the best. Like we said, God doesn't come late. He comes at the right time. Time is not a problem to God. We are the one that are always in hurry. We are the one that want it to be done even hastily. But sometimes, Brother Brown said, sometimes some of us have a mustard seed faith. Sometimes some have a bigger faith. And that is how it takes to happen. Let's continue. Now, let's go to... Right, there are so many places we can read, but because on account of our time. Now, let's go to Images of Christ, 59:05-25. Images of Christ. Let's see the advice of the prophet. 59:05-25 from paragraph. Paragraph from paragraph 33-38. And maybe I should relate it. It's one thing we know. But Abraham said, when a woman just got married and she has this fear, this phobia that I might not have children. But Abraham said, the more she thinks like that, the farther he will having a child is to her. But then the science say that they should adopt a child. When that woman adopts a baby or a child, that fear of not having a child will gradually fade away. And Brabant said in 9 out of 10, they do have their own children. Praise the Lord. Let's take a convenient place too. Alright. Then she, later part of that paragraph 33. Then she has her own baby, because that scare and anticipation will finally leave her. That is the same way it is about people who wants to get healed. They, if they can just have one little feasible evidence, like Elijah, when Gehazi said, I could, I mean, I I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Elijah said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. He saw the evidence. That is why many times I tell the people, go on, start praising the Lord. See, because that is the adopted baby, because it is in their intellectual until it comes into their soul that they are healed. Then faith makes it right. You got to know what you are doing. You got to have confidence in what you are doing. Now that faith that we believe by his stripes are healed and we are prayed for and we have not seen it come to manifestation. Barbara said we should go doing what? Praising the Lord that it is done. Then if, you know, let me just say it like this. If that faith is in our intellectual, as we are confessing it, that confession will do what? We bring it to the soul. Let's hear the way Abraham also said it in another place, so that you will not think I'm the one saying it. Super sense. 59:12-27. Super sense. 59:12-27. Yes, 27. Super sense. Now, at least some of us know the story. Baba was giving testimony about people that were healed in the meetings. Now, there was this one that is very common. There was this John Ryan, that is from paragraph 119 to 122. There is this John Ryan, but Abraham in the assignment, not that, but Abraham lay hands on him and pray for him. In the assignment, but Abraham said, your name is so. You, this is what you do. You have a wife, yeah, you have two children and that. He said, don't say the Lord. You are what? You are healed. It's there. You've not seen it. Huh? From paragraph 119. Okay. I wanted to read paragraph 119, but it started from before that place. Now, Baba said, don't say the Lord. You are what? You are healed. The same don't say the Lord to that Abraham said to the man in Bombay, India, and the eyes came what? Opened immediately. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm trying to say. But Abraham prayed for the man in Bombay, in India. He was blind as a result of watching the sun or looking at the sun. And he came to the prayer line. In the sermon, but Abraham discerned everything about him. He said, that is right. And Abraham took him to his body and prayed for him. And Abraham saw the vision and said, don't say that. Abraham gave a challenge. And after Abraham prayed for him, his eye became open. Now, this man, John Ryan, Abraham said, don't say the Lord, you are healed. And the man went. This second day, they brought him back to Brother Abraham. He said, yeah, I don't know. You told me I was healed. He said, but I can't see. Brother said, why are you questioning me? But you said you believe me. He said, why are you questioning me? He said, I don't know what to. Are you there? I don't know what to do. But Abraham then said this. Paragraph 119. Are you there? Oh, all right. Oh, you want me to read it? All right. Let's start as you. Now, I said, don't say the law. You receive your healing. Said, thank you, sir. I said, thank the Lord. He said, but I can't see. He said, but I can't see. I said, that has nothing to do with it. You are healed. And he said, he went down along. They held him down off the platform. In the same meeting, a woman had a goiter. But Abraham prayed for her. The goiter went away. Praise the Lord. Now, but this man, Brother said, don't say the Lord, you are healed. He's still blind. They still led him away from the platform. Okay, they helped him off the platform. The natural man couldn't see nothing. They couldn't see no result from that at all. Why? Said, he's just as blind as he ever was.
So two of his friends brought him back and put him in the prayer line again and run him through again. Oh, what let him pass through. When he comes back again, he said, Mister, you told me I was healed. I said, you told me you believe me. He said, I do believe you. I have no reason not to doubt you. Said, you've told me all the things in my life. And he said, I don't know what to do. Said, there was a woman back there testifying, and she had a goiter a few minutes ago, and it's gone away. I said, then if you believe me, why are you questioning me? I'm telling you the word of God. He said, what must I do, sir? Knowing he was a Catholic and had to have something physical that he could hold on, I said, just keep testifying. By his stripes I am healed. And give him praise. That is a divine word, a divine instruction. As simple as that. Just testify, saying, by his stripes I'm healed, and give him praise. The whole man, for the next 2 weeks or three, he stood on the corner and he sold paper. He would hold up, extra, extra, after crying, Vanguard, 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 come and buy Vanguard. Praise the Lord, I am healed. Yet he's still blind. Extra, extra, praise the Lord, I am healed. Extra, extra, praise the Lord, I am healed. When he comes back to the meeting the next night, I could hardly preach for him. He will raise up and pull out. Everybody keep quiet. Praise the Lord for healing me. Praise the Lord for healing me. As a Catholic, he didn't know how to take a hold of faith. But he knew if he kept on saying it as he has been instructed, if he kept on saying it and if he kept on, where am I? If he kept on saying it, yeah, thank you, and kept on and kept on and kept on until the sea says we go to work. What is the sea says? The Holy Ghost. Until the sixth sense here, the sixth sense is here. We have five senses. But Brahma said the sixth sense is only meant for Christians. And Brahma said that is the Holy Ghost. Until the sixth sense will do what? Will go to work. That is right. Praise the Lord for healing him. He was standing on the corner, Olari, praise the Lord for healing me. Extra, praise the Lord for healing me. And he will walk down the street, and as somebody come by, say, how are you, John? Praise the Lord for healing me. All right. And they laughed at him and made fun of him. It's the same way when somebody comes to the Lord. What he has been doing before, he said, no, I'm no more doing it. He, as Brabran said, he will leave his associate. Then his associate will make fun of him. He said, in future, you will come back to us. But if that man is actually converted, his life is the one that will bring those ones, his friend, like the testimony of our pastor. His life is the one that will bring those his friend to Christ. If they see that this man is not coming back, his testimony is waxing stronger, then they will reconsider their own stand too. So, making jest of him does not make any difference to him. Now, let him, okay. And another little newsboy led him over to a barber shop for a shave about 2 or 3 weeks later from the meeting. And the barber put him up in a chair and lathered his face. And he said, John, I understand some little smack alert. And he said, I understand that you was down to the divine healer. He said, yes, I went down. He said, I understand you got healed, just to make fun of him. And the old man said, yes, praise the Lord, he healed me. After how many weeks? About 5 or 6 weeks. He said, praise the Lord, he healed me. And his eyes came open. Praise the Lord. There is power in what? Confession. There is power in confession. When God sees that, there are testimonies that I've preached it here before. There are testimonies in that sermon. A man was prayed for by Brother Abraham. He had polio. He was on wheelchair. And Brother said, is there any consolation for me? Brother said, you are by his stripes you are healed. He went back, still sitting on the wheelchair. He was testifying, praise the Lord, he has healed me. Until ministers came to him and tell him one Sunday, said, stop this, your testimony. You are bringing reproach by bringing this, your testimony. Baba said, how can we bring reproach by testifying about what God has done? He said, it is when we don't testify about what God has done that we bring reproach. And the man said, mister, if you were in my shoe, you would not have wanted to rob me of the only hope that I've got in Christ. He said, by his stripes I was healed. God said, immediately as he said that, the man got up from the wheelchair and was walking. Praise the Lord. So, what are we saying this morning? There is power in confession. When we are prayed for, we should continue to testify and continue to confess it, that praise the Lord, by his stripes I was healed. Praise you the Lord. But I said, the seed says we go to work. And Abraham also said somewhere in the same sermon, he said, it was when the angel of the Lord was passing through the neighborhood of those sisters, the one that have us and the one that have goiter. It was when the angel of the Lord was passing through the neighborhood, seeing that they are still maintaining their testimony. And God, what does hear the Lord that God pronounced on them in the meetings came to manifestation in their neighborhood. May God help us. There is power in what? In confessing positively. It is when we, even if our life is not what it's supposed to be, and you believe in the Holy Ghost, you believe that God have come to you, you should not be thinking the way you were thinking before, that I'm a sinner. You should be confessing, Lord, I'm your son. You will fill me with the Holy Ghost at the right time. I believe you. I believe your word. That should be our confession. The worst, the weak sense came to work. Praise you, the Lord. This same God is still alive, brethren. That I'm 100% sure of. This same God still answers prayer. This same God still delivers. This same God still heals. This same God still filled with the Holy Ghost. This same God still filled with the Holy Ghost. This same God is still alive. Because the Bible says that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. He has not diminished in his power. He is still the same Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Only believe, all things are possible. Have faith in God, and God will help us. Let's bow down our heads. As our pastor will pray for us. Bless you, sir.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning for bringing us together in the house. The reason why we come to your house, your prophet says, to check up with our soul salvation, that we do here where your word is ministered. We have heard your word, we have had instructions that have been given unto it, because whenever your word comes, it's either it preaches doctrine to us, it rebukes us, it corrects us, it instructs us unto righteousness. Whichever way it comes, we are to believe it and apply it to ourselves. Heavenly Father, we know, O God, we are living in the world that is contaminated with evil spirits that bring suggestions and cause people to disbelieve. But you have shown unto us a perfect example how this spiritual battle should be fought and won. When you came, the devil will never fear no man. I don't care who you are. He will come to you. He came to you at that time. And in the temptation, you were with all the power. You could banish the devil. You can turn into ashes. You can do anything to him. But to show us example how to fight it. You fought the devil by the word of God. It is written. Lord Jesus, when we are faced with trials and temptations, the enemy brings suggestions unto us. Lord, help us in such a time, O God, to take your word. I say, this is what the word of God says, and this is where I'm studying. Grant it, Heavenly Father, for that is the only thing that can defeat the devil. Your prophet said, told us your word will defeat the devil anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. Help us, Heavenly Father, whether we are asking for healing, whether we are asking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, whether we are asking you for anything that you have made promise of. Help us, O God, to remember these divine instructions that have been given to us. Give us grace to apply them so that we, O God, might get the expected results. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Bless your servant that you have used, and replenish him for the virtue that has left him. Thank you, our Master. We don't want to be forgetful hearers. That we have heard, may it be kept in our hearts, so that when the need arises, we can pull it out and give to the enemy and define his level. Let it be so, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.